Talking this morning with Dr. Emily Volk, president of the College of American Pathologists, taking a look at the triple threat of COVID, RSV, and the flu. Dr. Volk, I guess if you can kind of talk a little bit about each of those, how they differ, and I guess they're all affecting our lungs in some way, but give us some details if you could.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I think it's important for folks to realize that these three respiratory illnesses are serious and can lead to hospitalizations in some people. Over the last couple of months, we have seen hospitalizations steadily on the rise. All three of these can cause coughing and difficulty breathing, fever, chills, body aches. Sometimes COVID-19 will lead to loss of taste and smell, but not always. So really, laboratory testing is the best way to tell the difference between these viruses.
So we start getting into the winter months around here, and that's where we think about the flu getting the vaccine. Do we get these at the same time? Which one should we decide on? Is it best to get all three? How do we determine what the protocol would be?
Well, certainly for most folks, the flu vaccine and the COVID-19 vaccine are very useful, and you can get them at the same time, which is very handy, and it will reduce your risk of hospitalization and even a significant illness or even death from these viruses. Respiratory syncytial virus is another vaccine that's available to some groups of people. That can also be useful.
Okay. RSV, I had not heard too much about. I guess maybe because now that there is sort of a vaccine, it's become more public awareness of it, has been created to it. You know, in other words, that's something that I guess has always existed. We just never had a way to fight it, right?
Well, that's right. And RSV has been with us for, a long time. The good news is, because of advances in laboratory testing, we can tell the difference through lab testing as to which virus is causing the problem. And that will inform your physician as to how to treat you or your loved one when you are sick with one of these viruses.
We're talking this morning with Dr. Emily Volk, getting some good tips. I guess the prevention is a good part. What things can we do to help prevent us? I guess there is the vaccine part of it, but what other things can we do also to keep us healthy?
Well, certainly getting the vaccines, very important. But hand hygiene, it does help prevent the spread of all kinds of illnesses. And so what you learned in kindergarten actually can save your life. The other thing is, if you are sick and you have to go out in public, you can't stay home for some reason or another, wearing a mask can help prevent the spread of whatever it is you might have. And if you are vulnerable in some way, you have an underlying illness, you're immunocompromised, and you have to go out in public, wearing a mask can make that venturing out in public a little bit safer.
I learned from the health department not only washing your hands, but they made a reference of something about stop touching your face. In other words, you don't realize how much times your hand goes to your face, and there's a possibility of transferring different things like that. But any kind of awareness of being able to know how to keep yourself clean helps with this. How soon should we be getting some of these vaccines? Is there sort of a timeline on this?
Well, the flu and COVID vaccines for this season are now available, and you can get them as early as today to get yourself ready for flu season and cover yourself for flu and COVID.
What about home testing? How has that developed, and where does that stand right now, the usefulness of that?
Yeah, for COVID-19, there are some at-home tests that you can use. They are useful, but they really need to be treated with a lot of respect. What do I mean by that? I mean, you really should read the instructions before you start testing. Sometimes we just rush to go ahead and try to figure it out as we go. That's not really recommended to get the best result possible. The other thing I would tell you is, if there is a doubt about the test result, if you're having symptoms and the test comes up negative, you may want to go ahead and go into the doctor's office or a local clinic and get a full-on laboratory test to make sure that you have accurate and reliable information.
sometimes people are hesitant about vaccines, especially they're not quite sure what, when I get the vaccine, how will I feel? Sometimes they're not sure. Can you talk, are they all similar when you get the vaccine, how your body reacts and what it's doing to prepare to fight against these illnesses?
You know, most of the side effects around vaccines are pretty minor. The most common one is pain at the site of injection. It hurts a little bit to get a shot, right? That is the vast majority of side effects. Occasionally, folks will have very mild sort of chills and maybe feel a little bit under the weather for a day or two. Compared to getting COVID-19 or flu, the vaccine is a piece of cake. So I certainly recommend getting it, and I've gotten it myself for this season, and I could tell you it wasn't a big deal.
You have to worry about COVID, RSV, and the flu. If people want to get more information about what we talked about, just get informed on this. Where's a good place to get something?
Going to newsroom.cap.org is a great place to start. You'll get reliable information and a lovely tip sheet.